Hello, welcome to the Island Weekly. This is Anne. It's the 9th of August, and today's question is, what are you conservative about? You see, I did something for the very first time in my life this past week, and you're probably going to laugh at me. What? You'll say, it was her first time. You see, I may be relatively radical, and I do love to experiment and try things out, but there are some things about modern life that just, oh, I don't know, they just rub me the wrong way. And so I'm incredibly conservative in some ways. Well, what I did this week, actually I did it twice, and I'm feeling pretty rotten about it. I went shopping at Walmart, and I can understand a little better why so many people in America shop at Walmart. We came back from the second experience where we really shopped for 2 weeks of worth of everything. Yeah, we got stuff for hardware work, and we got groceries, and we got cosmetics, and we got a DVD, and Helmut got himself some earplugs, and, you know, we got everything, and it was all under one roof. So I can imagine why people go to Walmart. But we went there on a Saturday afternoon, and this was after we had gone to Sault Ste. Marie on the American side to have a look around. And there was actually a street festival going on in downtown Sault Ste. Marie. But I have never seen such a dead city. It's beautiful, all the brick buildings and everything, but there was just nothing going on. We went to a bookshop. You could see that somebody had actually hand-picked a little bit of literature. Things like How to Retire in Style, definitely catering to the over 65 crowd. I didn't see anything in that downtown area except for a couple of bars that anyone under 65 would want to spend any time in. We tried to go to a museum, and that was just such a sad place. Anyway, we decided to get out of there. And so, yes, we did go to Walmart. We did all our shopping there. And when we came home, Helmut said, well, that's the last time we went shopping in a place like that. Let's take our business to the local groceries, where things are, in fact, they're about a third more expensive. So if you get a can of tomatoes, a big, huge can of tomatoes, they cost maybe $1.19 or something in at Walmart, and the same size will cost $1.75 at the local grocery. So you really, you know, you can spend a lot of money if you buy local. And these are canned goods. These are things that are transported all over the place. So you really see that Walmart has an incredible edge over all of the locals, that their logistics are just much better, and they can just, you know, undercut all sorts of prices. But the result is that the inner cities are dead. I mean, the thing is, I just hate malls. I hate malls with a passion. I told you that I was going to be reading Neil Gaiman, and that's really very, very nice. There's this one section where he's watching TV and Lucille Ball of I Love Lucy comes on the screen, and she says she's the goddess of TV. He believes in all these old gods, the immigrants to the United States brought along with them, but those gods are dead, and you should forget those old gods and believe in the new gods. All those old gods are just roadside attractions, but we are the new America. We are the malls of America. We're the gods of the malls of America. And all he has to say is he would take a roadside attraction, no matter how cheap, how crooked, or how sad, over a shopping mall any day. Anyway, this is something that I think has probably endeared me to Europe more than anything else, except, of course, bicycling. It's really difficult to get around the United States on a bicycle, but it's my mode of transport in Europe. But not having malls, not having too many malls, is definitely a plus. Anyway, so that's my dirty little secret, my un-American corner, that I just hate malls. So much for my secret. Have you got one to share? Is there any area of your life where you would say you too are very conservative? Or actually reactionary? I think that's pretty reactionary, isn't it, to be against malls? Okay, so I'm curious to hear what you have to say. That's it for this week. Take care. Have a good week.